Madhvacharya told that the gopis in Vrindavan, they are all heavenly prostitutes. Of course, it is mentioned that some such entered into them, into their body, just as Dhruva entered into Nanda, Dhara in Yashoda. There are so many things come and live together with one soul. It is possible, it is mentioned in many places. So, they may come to live along jointly with the gopis, but really gopis are very high than ordinary conception of any deity of any places. But Madhvacharya had some thoughts of opinion in this way. Then also he preached, as we are told by one of his very pandit scholars, the followers, that in Srimurti, within, there is the deity, whereas within, that the whole cell of Srimurti is divine. And we had a talk with that one of the biggest acharya of the sampradaya, but he could not stand. When I cited the example that when Krishna was hit by arrow by Jalabad, then blood was oozing from his body. But that blood is not a material blood. Material blood, that was a show. So also, the Srimurti. Srimurti, though it may be seen to possess some of the mundane characteristics, that is all maya, misconception. Really, it is all spiritual. Just as Sita Devi. Sita Devi's body was not mundane, though it was treated like mundane by Ravana. It was allowed to be treated like that purposely, but not the body was mundane in any way. So, some difference we have got from the Gaudiya standpoint of Sri Chaitanya Dev with Madhvacharya, but still, as he accepted this Kesava Bharati as his Sannyas Guru, he accepted Isharapuri, Madhavapuri, they all came from Madhva group, Madhvacharya group, mantram. And the Gaya at that time was a big seat, a temple of the Madhva school at the time of Mahaprabhu. Madhvacharya, he was very strong. He is told to be the incarnation of Hanuman and the Bhima. They say they connect with Madhvacharya, Vyasadeva, and the Bhima, Krishna, and the Hanuman, Ramchandra. As Hanuman's duty towards Ramchandra, relation, as Bhima's duty towards Krishna, this friendly service, and so Madhvacharya's relation to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is also incarnation of Vishnu. In this way, they put it, this on Madhva Sampradaya. And Madhva Sampradaya, Madhvacharya one day, he had strength, Herculean strength. There was a piece of stone, was removed from one place to another for some purpose, to bridge over or something. And there it is written, this piece of stone was carried from that place here to this place by the single hand by Madhvacharya. What cannot be, is not possible to be carried by at least 20 or more strong people. With one hand Madhvacharya carried this way. It is mentioned. It is written in that, the inscription is there in the stone. Then Madhvacharya, when he went to Digvijaya to in his journey to hold meeting and refuting the opposite party, he had a bull. which carried his books, necessary books, for the evidence of the to be shown to the opposite party. And once one disciple asked him, after you, who will preach your doctrine and who will write commentary on your books, valuable books? He pointed out to the bull, this bull will do that. Then, after Madhvacharya, his four disciples successively sat in his throne. Padmanabha, Sri Madhva, Sri Padmanabha, Sri Nrihari Madhava, Akhubha. Padmanabha, that was Pitapakha, first disciple. That was the first successor, Madhva, Sri Padmanabha, Sri Nrihari, then the Narahari. He was a minister of this Vijayanagar royal family, the Narahari, good scholar. He was the second successor. Then Madhvasri Nihari Madhava. The third successor was one Madhava, Jaya disciple of Madhvacharya. And the fourth, Akshubha. Akshubha, the fourth successor of Madhvacharya and his own disciple. Then Akshubha was thinking one day whom to accept in succession in our line. Madhvacharya told that this bull, he will come afterwards to preach my doctrine. So in this way, in a preaching campaign, he is sitting in a mango garden, and just a tank, a lake was on the side, and they have suddenly found that a man dressed in military dress, garment, uniform, just came, and there was a bedding ghat, and he got down, and he got down into the tank, and with his mouth connecting with the water, he is drinking. Then that suggestion of Madhvacharya just came in his mind. This bull, this man, just like bull is drinking water in the tank, a suggestion came. Then after he has finished his drinking, this Akhubhatirtha called him nearby and then began to talk with him, and gradually found that he is much interested in religious philosophy, and he became his disciple, and afterwards he became Jayatirtha. Akhubha Jayatirtha. Jayatirtha was a great scholar, and he has written books, very argumentative, especially against the Shankara school. Jayatirtha is one of these books, is named Sudha. Sudha means nectar. Nectar, Naya Sudha. The nectar in logic. Nectar in logic. That is the name of the book. And that has earned much fame against this Mayavadi school. Very refuting. It's very natural and very strong. In that Jayatirtha's book, it's Madhvacharya. And other things, Madhvacharya. And you know the Guru Parampara, Sri Madhva Praha, Parimiha Paramam, that Madhva Jayatirtha, Sri, then Rajendra, then Vidyanidhi, and Samnidhi, then Lokhipati, from then there Madhavendra Puri comes. Vyasatirtha, Tanudas, through Lokhipati, and then comes Madhavendra Puri. from Madhavendra Puri, the Gauriya Vaishnava, they reckon their origin, a new line, deviation from. Because previous to Madhavendra Puri, real symptoms of divine love in Krishna was not to be seen anywhere. From Madhavendra Puri, it is stressed that the love divine, living love divine for Krishna can show so many signs in the mind and the body that make one cry or dance or so many other feats, emotions may come from divine world and the devotion of our Krishna in Vrindavan, Vrindavan, in the Vrindavan type of bhakti, says Madhavendra Puri. And from Madhavendra Puri comes Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Ishwar Puri. And from Ishwar Puri comes Sri Chaitanya Dev. In this way, from this Madhya school, the Gauriya school has sprung up, though there is much difference between the theological conception of both the parties. Still, we respect Madhvacharya as he preached against Advaita school of Shankara and Advaita school, and he established the difference between the servitor and the salt, and it is very natural and a real difference. The servitor, the Lord and the servant, a real difference. And the one Jiva is servant and he is the Lord, to receive the service. And not in any time he can be one with the Lord. This is blasphemy. In very strong terms, he has abused this, that to think, it is the most heinous thing, the servant, in any, some time, or in any time, he can attain the post of his servitor. Never. Eternally different. Then bhakti can stand. The bhakti is eternal when the difference between the Lord and the servant is eternal. Then only the bhakti can be eternal. Otherwise, the bhakti will be finished. What is this? Very strongly Madhvacharya blessed this position. From Upanishad, he has got Upanishad Vyakha. Then this Anuvyakhanam, the Vedanta, and many other Mahabharata has got their explanation, and many other scriptures. They are all strongly based on difference of the Lord and His servant, Jiva and Bhagavan, and difference, eternal difference. And the gradation between the servitors, all real. This world is also real, other it is not fictitious. Then if at all fictitious, why we are caught? Then no trouble, all imaginary, why we are feeling so much trouble, all these things. Maharishi has got some sort of reality, but we can get escape from this influence of Maya, ignorance, this. So Madhvacharya's day of appearance today. We must show some reverence to it. Ananda Tirtha Nama Sukhamaya Dhamma. Yati Jiya, his name after taking sannyas was Ananda Tirtha. Ananda Tirtha Nama Sukhamaya Dhamma. Yati Jiya, Sangsarat Navatarani, Jamahe Jana, Tirtha Yanti Buddha. The Bandhi, the scholars, they accept them as the boat by which we can cross this world of nescience, ignorance. By His instruction, by His grace, we can cross this ocean of nescience and to go to the liberation. And liberation means to attain the service of the whole divine feet of Lord Krishna Narayana. Lord Hari.